Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is January 10th, 2022. And man, it's been a long, long time, obviously, since I've done a podcast. A lot has happened between then and now. And I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of an update here. I'm not going to be fully back yet with the podcast, but I definitely had some free time here. And I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update and hopefully be trickling out some shows here in the coming weeks here before we go kind of full bore back to it. But lots obviously happened since the last time. I have had surgery. I think in the last episode, you know, I actually gave you guys that update that the podcast was going to be going silent for a while. And that was because I had a small nodule on my vocal cord. Had surgery to get that removed. It was a very different experience, I guess is the right way to say. I mean, I've never had surgery before. I had to go completely under, and it was about a 30 to 40 minute procedure. But you know, at the hospital, everything, you know, the full deal. It was an outpatient procedure. But I couldn't talk for a week, which the worst part about it, I mean, I'm like, I can't talk for a week, you know, that's fine. And really no pain. I mean, the first day my throat was a little bit sore, but after that I was fine. But mentally, just the knowing that you couldn't talk was the hardest part about it. Like I actually had a couple of days where I was just like, I just was very anxious and just, you know, you almost just wanted to scream, but you know, you can't do that. Obviously, you know, I didn't want to get any scar tissue on my vocal cords. And as the weeks have gone on here, I've been able to talk more. And this is really kind of the first week where I can kind of talk more openly and not have to stress. I mean, the second week it was like 5 minutes every hour. And unfortunately, it was kind of during Christmas week, and you know, we had family and friends here, and well, more just family here. And the doctor actually put me on a steroid to kind of help stop any scar tissue or anything that would develop, because I definitely talked a little bit more than I should have. But if you're listening to this now, I am coming to you, number one, through my phone, because I think kind of moving forward, I'm going to do that, because we kind of decided, I think part of the issue actually was podcast, believe it or not. I mean, I was getting up every morning, you guys know, bright and early, 5 a.m. The mic was on by 5:15. I never gave my voice a chance to kind of warm up and get going. And by doing that for a year and a half, you know, nearly every single day, I think is actually what kind of led to me damaging my voice. And then you couple that with then me going to work and wearing the mask. And, you know, at work, we have these plastic coverings to protect us, you know, from the patients. And so I'm shouting. And so it was like my voice never just got a rest. Throughout this past year. So I think that's kind of what led to it. So I'm actually going to start recording later on in the day, and it's actually more convenient for me to just kind of do this through my phone. So I'm going to try to kind of do that. I mean, if the audio quality is terrible, let me know, and you know, I can definitely kind of start maybe shifting back to the Mac at some point. Or to my computer at some point, but I have the iPhone 13, and for all purposes, I think it's sounding pretty good. I mean, I'm using GarageBand on it, so it seems like it's going kind of good. But the pressing issue now is I'm in my basement. This is day 10. Unfortunately, we had a family member who brought their significant other on Christmas, who ended up testing positive just a few days after Christmas. Everyone in my house that day on Christmas Day was vaccinated, including this person, but they ended up getting it from their boss, who was not vaccinated. So, of course, you know, test positive, getting the virus. My son tested positive first. I tested positive. My daughter ended up getting it. I'm on day 10 in my basement, and you know, we my son and I tested on day 5, both tested positive again, so we stayed here. He was actually kind of 2 days ahead of me. He tested negative yesterday. This morning, I tried to test again on day 10, tested positive again. So I'm gonna just to be safe, because my wife didn't get it. I mean, she actually was boosted now 4 weeks ago. So she pretty much is at peak immunity, so we don't really see her getting it, but just because I'm positive, I'm just going to kind of hang out down here, going to continue to hang out down here, and maybe test again in like 2 days. But I will say, you know, that the first couple days of having, especially that first day, man, I was not feeling good at all. So, you know, I'm thankful that I'm vaccinated, cause God knows how much worse it would have been if I wasn't. I'm just kind of, and you can probably tell in my voice, I'm a little congested. You know, it's not actually the surgery. I haven't been able to really tell if the surgery really adjusted my voice or changed my voice at all. But the one thing is I am now more self-aware of not talking overly enthusiastic, you know, kind of how I used to do the podcast. So my voice is going to be a little bit different in that sense, is that I can't, you know, I obviously can't shout upstairs, you know, to the family or anything like that. But I am going to try to talk a little bit more, not as over the top, because I think that definitely was something that kind of led to the issue that I was having now. And even now as I'm talking, I can almost feel, you know, the vocal cords just a little bit, feeling a bit different than they used to, because this is probably, over the last couple weeks, almost the most I've talked in a long time. So, you know, that's why I'm slowly going to integrate in the show and just kind of take my time getting back in. So what does that mean? Well, I think on January 31st, that is actually my date to go back to work. That is going to be, I think, when the show is actually going to be fully back, hopefully daily. We'll see. You know, I can't promise that because I don't really know what's going to happen. But here over the next couple weeks, Boba Fett shows, definitely I'm going to be doing some Boba Fett rundowns. Podcasts, I think what I'm going to do, like I said, I'm going to be recording them at night. Because I'm still off, those episodes will probably come out more earlier in the day, the Boba Fett shows. I actually did read through all of the Fallen Star, the latest High Republic book already, just because I got nothing else to do here in my basement. So I will be probably doing an episode on that. Not sure if it'll be spoiler heavy or, you know, maybe a little bit spoil. Maybe I'll talk kind of impressions and then get into some spoilers. But trust me, catch up on the High Republic. This latest book was great. And other than that, you know, we'll just do a couple other episodes here and there kind of throughout. And come the 31st, hopefully be back fully. And again, I just kind of wanted to record something today, give you an update as kind of where I am and kind of how things are going. You know, between the High Republic, between, you know, Spider-Man No Way Home. I mean, I didn't even do a podcast about that. I mean, maybe I can kind of jump into that and do a spoiler show for that. Just kind of my overall impressions. But let me know. Of course, email me, theenthuselife@gmail.com. Hit me on Twitter at Mark Turk, MarkTurc. I appreciate all the support I got from everybody here kind of through this. I received some emails, some tweets from people just kind of saying, you know, hey man, hope you're doing good. And, you know, I really appreciate that. It means a lot to me that you guys, you know, you didn't forget me, that you remember me is a pretty awesome thing. So thank you everybody for all that. And other than that, let's just wrap it up there. You know, I don't want to go too long-winded here because we're not really doing much here other than just giving you an update. But I really appreciate, again, all the support you guys have given me through this. And I look forward, again, just to getting back to talking to you every day. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, the things coming out this year, we got a lot, man. We got a lot of Marvel. We got a lot of Star Wars. I mean, there's so much here set to drop this year. So much to be excited about. And on top of that, all the video game stuff as well. I mean, there's a lot kind of happening. So, all right, until next time. I mean, I have a feeling now that I'm recording this now, I'm probably going to get the itch and probably be putting episodes a little more than I intend here over the next couple weeks, because I'm already thinking in my head, like, I want to talk about No Way Home. I want to talk about Fallen Star. I want to talk about Final Fantasy Endwalker. I finished that. I mean, hell, even Guardians. Did I even get a chance? I don't even think I got a chance to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy, did I? I think I finished that game post my voice and not doing the podcast. So we'll hopefully be doing an episode on that as well. So until next time, guys, again, thank you so much. And I'll be talking to you soon.